Act 4 of Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Scene 2. Hall in Capulet's house. Enter Capulet, Lady Capulet, nurse, and servants.
So many guests invite as here are it.
Exit first servant.
Sirrah, go hire me 20 cunning cooks.
You shall have none ill, sir, for I'll try if they can lick their fingers.
How canst thou try them so?
Marry, sir, 'tis an ill cook that cannot lick his own fingers. Therefore he that cannot lick his fingers goes not with me.
Go, begone.
Exit second servant.
We shall be much unfurnished for this time. What, is my daughter gone to Friar Lawrence?
Aye, forsooth.
Well, we may chance to do some good on her. A peevish, self-willed harlotry it is.
See where she comes from shrift with merry look.
Enter Juliet.
How now, my headstrong? Where have you been gadding?
Where I have learned me to repent the sin of disobedient opposition to you and your behests, and am enjoined by holy Lawrence to fall prostrate here, to beg your pardon. Pardon, I beseech you. Henceforward I am ever ruled by you.
Send for the county. Go tell him of this. I'll have this knot knit up to-morrow morning.
I met the youthful lord at Lawrence's cell, and gave him what becomed love I might, not stepping o'er the bounds of modesty.
Why, I am glad on't. This is well. Stand up. This is as should be. Let me see the county. I marry, go, I say, and fetch him hither. Now, for God, this reverend holy friar, all our whole city is much bound to him.
Nurse, will you go with me into my closet, to help me sort such needful ornaments as you think fit to furnish me to-morrow?
No, not till Thursday. There is time enough.
Go, nurse, go with her. We'll to church to-morrow.
Exeunt Juliet and nurse.
We shall be short in our provision. 'Tis now near night.
Tush, I will stir about, and all things shall be well, I warrant thee, wife. Go thou to Juliet, help to deck up her. I'll not to bed to-night. Let me alone, I'll play the housewife for this once. What, ho, they are all forth. Well, I will walk myself to County Paris to prepare him up. Against to-morrow my heart is wondrous light, since this same wayward girl is so reclaimed.
Exeunt. Scene 3. Juliet's chamber. Enter Juliet and nurse.
Aye, those attires are best. But, gentle nurse, I pray thee, leave me to myself to-night, for I have need of many orisons to move the heavens to smile upon my state, which well thou knowest is cross and full of sin.
Enter Lady Capulet.
What? Are you busy, ho? Need you my help?
No, madam. We have called such necessaries as are behoveful for our state to-morrow. So please you, let me now be left alone, and let the nurse this night sit up with you, for I am sure you have your hands full all in this so sudden business.
Good night. Get thee to bed and rest, for thou hast need.
Exeunt Lady Capulet and nurse.
Farewell. God knows when we shall meet again. I have a faint, cold fear thrills through my veins that almost freezes up the heat of life. I'll call them back again to comfort me. Nurse! What should she do here? My dismal scene I needs must act alone. Come, vile. What if this mixture do not work at all? Shall I be married, then, to-morrow morning? No, no, this shall forbid it. Lie thou there.
Laying down her dagger.
What if it be a poison, which the friar subtly hath ministered to have me dead, lest in this marriage he should be dishonoured, because he married me before to Romeo? I fear it is. And yet methinks it should not, for he hath still been tried a holy man. I will not entertain so bad a thought. How if, when I am laid into the tomb, I wake before the time that Romeo come to redeem me? There's a fearful point. Shall I not then be stifled in the vault, to whose foul mouth no healthsome air breathes in, and there die strangled ere my Romeo comes? Or if I live, is it not very like the horrible conceit of death and night, together with the terror of the place, as in a vault, an ancient receptacle, where for this many hundred years the bones of all my buried ancestors are packed, where bloody Tybalt, yet but green in earth, lies festering in his shroud, whereas they say at some hours in the night spirits resort. Alack, alack, is it not like that I, so early waking, what with loathsome smells and shrieks like mandrakes torn out of the earth, that living mortals hearing them run mad? Or if I wake, shall I not be distraught, environed with all these hideous fears, and madly play with my forefather's joints, and pluck the mangled Tybalt from his shroud, and in this rage with some great kinsman's bone, as with a club, dash out my desperate brains? Oh, look! Methinks I see my cousin's ghost seeking out Romeo, that did spit his body upon a rapier's point. Stay, Tybalt, stay! Romeo, I come. This do I drink to thee.
Throws herself on the bed.